Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati.
Indeed, good afternoon. Yeah, we're speaking linguistics and language today.
The
idea here, the idea here is to try to steal a conversation I think that emerged sometime last week. So I think it might have been a contribution from a listener. In fact, it was legendary actor Siphutla Sibogodi.
Am I saying that right? Yeah, Sibogodi.
Yeah, who essentially said that he, in his career, has had to turn down a lot of roles because in many instances, those roles were for Zulu-speaking actors. And part of his concern was that, you know, it seems there are languages in this country that have a whole lot more economic upward mobility than others.
Yeah.
English, we broadcast in English all the time. It seems if you want your child to do well in their career, they have to be proficient in the language. For artists like this legendary actor, it seems he has to be proficient in isiZulu. So the question we're hoping to ask and answer today is that the case in this country? Are we finding that some languages, quite frankly, come with the money?
If I can just come in for a second. So I think in the late 90s, I met these two rappers. Before Motswako took off, Blacksmith and Professor.
Okay.
The group was called Bafihlile.
Sure.
They were rapping. So we were dropping an album.
Lengoma.
Pompa Lengoma Bafihlile.
Zolela.
So I went to Sony because we wanted to release the album. And at Sony, they were like, Etlen, why don't you let group I Bafihlile?
What for?
But no, but Zulu, it's not going to happen. And they're rapping in Tswana. Why must I say Baf? But do you know what I mean?
Because it appealed more.
Yeah, they
got it better.
100%.
Yeah. So let's try get, you know, insight from somebody who studies languages and is watching these developments closely. Tabudi Tsele is the professor of sociolinguistics and linguistic anthropology. What a mouthful. With the University of the Tswana University of Technology, and joins us now on our telephone line. Prof, thanks for your time. I'm not going to try your title again. I just made it. Here's our question to you this Monday morning. Are you finding in the line of work that you do that there are languages that are spoken by a larger population in South Africa and are easier to advance through the economy because they're spoken by more people?
Thank you very much, Ayanda. Without a doubt. You know, anybody who believes that the 12 official languages have equal status needs to have their head checked. They are not. We know the continuum. We know who's at the top. We know who's at the bottom. And we know who's in the middle. We just don't want to admit it, at least publicly.
I suppose then the question becomes, you know, is it fair to expect people who form part of minority groups to learn the languages of the majority groups if they also want upward economic mobility? And this might be a bit of a mooted question, because whether or not it's fair is one question, the reality is another.
Well, the thing is, we have to look at our history. Where do we come from? How did we end up with initially 11 official languages, now 12, compared to a country like, Uganda or Tanzania, you know, East Africa, where they settled for Swahili. They said, well, we have too many languages, we'll settle for one. In our case, because of challenges that we have with different ethnicities in the past, you know, our forefathers in 1993 at Cordesa decided that we're going to have all of them. And nowhere, in the Constitution, there isn't any mention of the one that is spoken by more should be used more, the one that is spoken by less. It only talks about parity of esteem. In other words, all of them must be allowed to grow and develop. But as human beings, we're not doing it. We will pick some, develop them, and ignore others. We see it all over South Africa.
Prof, is it crazy, though, to think that because it is a numbers game, the more people that speak, let's say in our case, Zulu, right? Zulu are the biggest nation, I think, in South Africa. So the more people speak Zulu, the more will you be able to reach a greater audience. So if you are trying to put together a drama series and you want big numbers so that you air on big television stations, it makes more or less to broadcast in Zulu, because then you know that your pool of would-be viewers is then larger than most.
That is correct. But then you have to realize what you're doing. You're going against the spirit of the Constitution. The Constitution said even the smallest guy in the room must be accommodated. So if you're just going to look at it from the perspective of I want to reach as many people as I can, the question is at what cost? Mm-hmm. We shouldn't forget that in countries like Rwanda, Burundi, people were divided along ethnic lines because they didn't manage their ethnicities well. They just said, well, it is if you are Tutsi, it is if you are Hutu, and we know what happened in 1994. And for some reason in South Africa, we think that we are immune from one day having ethnic tensions to a point where we could have, you know, a war, if you like.
Yeah. The obvious question then, Prof, is how do we buck that trend? Hopefully we all want to get to a point where we live out what is enshrined in our constitution. There is meaningful integration of the languages in our country. From the line of work that you do, how do we get that right?
Well, you know, scriptwriters, publishing houses, they always have to pay attention to, accommodating everybody. Because right now what is happening is if you don't speak this language, it is what it is, you'll be left out. You ought to stand up, learn it. And that, from a sociolinguistic perspective, is dangerous.
Absolutely. Look, there are so many advantages of making sure that all languages are told. I'm not sure if you guys are watching the current series around the Rain Queen. It's a stunning story.
Mujaj,
yes. Mm-hmm. And I can't help but think, you know, if certain languages were kept on the sidelines, how we would potentially miss great stories, you know, stories that make up this diverse identity that is South Africa. So, Prof, thank you very much indeed for helping us think through these important issues, and hopefully we get this right rather sooner than later. Professor Thabo Ditsele is with the Tshwane University of Technology.
So, yeah, I this language thing is very interesting, but I think, you know, like other things, you know, we talk about how women are excluded from top positions. It's all about the will, you know, when you're willing to do something. Whether you're a head of a TV station, whether you speak Zulu or Xhosa, if someone presents something to you in Setswana, it doesn't matter. If it's a good story, it should sell. Hence, I always said, you know, even before this Motswako rap came out, I always say, it doesn't matter. Music, when it comes to music, even if you don't get the language, as long as the song is good, you sing along. Come on, we play Latin house, we do this and do all kinds of things, you know. So in South Africa, it's also interesting that. So I was saying to someone, you know, it's funny how Makazi, right? You've got Makazi, you've got King Monara, right? Mm-hmm. Very big. They sing in their own languages. Tshivenda, that's in Spedi. Have you ever had people in KZN booking them for gigs?
Ooh.
But Big Nas,
we'll go to Limpopo.
We'll perform a Venda.
Okay. And you know.
Okay.
And maybe we should give credit in some, because I know that there's several drama series that will have a multi-language drama series where Mosotho Tshola le Mzulu.
Yeah, like and in the
Sotho,
yeah.
Yes, and the Sotho girl speaks Sotho, and the Zulu guy
even in Mubango,
Zulu.
Yeah.
Even in Mubango. Yeah. So I think, like what you're saying, it's not intentional enough. We're not seeing a lot of it. The Queen was the same. The Queen had various languages right up until Sekgowa, you know. But you're quite right. I think the problem is with the intent.
Yeah.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
And of course, this hour we are talking about languages. And maybe the question to ask you is, do you feel represented when you look at the entertainment landscape? When you hear the languages, whether it's music, whether it's drama series, do you feel represented? And of course, we're talking about local productions.
Yeah.
So you can't blame the Italians and the Americans. They speak whatever language they speak. Mm. So we're talking about local productions. Do you feel represented? 063-688-0959. Of course, you can always give us a call on 086-000-00959.
I don't think it's like a location or geographic thing. Like Utlen says, it's a will. It's a will to do something. So wherever it is that you are given an opportunity to appear, and appear well. And as Africans, it doesn't matter whether you're Zulu, and especially in us restoring who we are, where we've come from, etc., and where we find ourselves in society, I think it's important that it doesn't matter matter who you are, just do it well.
I must say, what an interesting moment will make it make sense, and interesting and educational in the sense that when we look at a language acquisition and the growth of specific languages in the country, what I can remember is there was a time where Augustine Masilela was reading news, news on SABC. Mm. It was the late, great King Zwelithini that actually wrote to the SABC to say he was displeased with the level of isiZulu that she was using at the time. I might not have my facts correct, I think, but I do remember an incident where he said specifically for the advancement of the isiZulu language, he would listen to the news and he wanted specific newscasters just for that, the promotion of the language.
I even know teachers who have been a good question, but
isn't it fair when it comes to segments like that? I don't know about broadcast segments, like when it's just us, but like news and all of that, should they be should be using the correct type of language? Because at that point, it is educational. Kids are listening for information. So if your Zulu is slang and the child needs to write a Zulu exam tomorrow, it might be problematic. No?
No.
Am I too pedantic?
Then you should not get us, some of us, to read the news in English then, if our English is not that good.
It's not our language.
Yeah.
It's not our language.
Zulu is not my language. I'm Venda. I can still say that,
I suppose.
Exactly.
This thing, which umuntu akhulele elokishini, where there's a multi languages, ESCs are like places like Boshawela, Botikufu, Bomilolensi, Pinville. Because you'll find abantu abahlala endaweni ezinjalo, they can speak most of the languages that are in South Africa.
Yeah.
It's so nice, guys, like Mina. So I would say maybe out of all the South African languages, I probably speak 10, if not 11, because sign language, at least I can understand. But even if it's hard for me, which means pendulum.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.